You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Spend your afternoon
with Relebo Gilemabotla
on 702.
Let's walk the talk.
702 Drive last week spoke to the eThekwini Mayor Mxolisi Kaunda around the readiness of beaches in the province, and apparently water tests shows critical E. coli levels remain at the KZN beaches. And what we then decided to do just as a follow-up to this conversation was to bring in Lauren van Niekerk, who is the campaign lead for the Wild Trust, looking at the ocean protection campaign that launched in SA ahead of COP15, which is set to begin Wednesday, the 7th of December, and end Monday, the 19th of December. Lauren, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Lebo.
So, Lauren, what are some of the important things we need to know around ocean protection, this ocean protection campaign?
Sure. So, basically, this campaign is called Where's Our Pen? And essentially, it is focused around South Africa. So, currently, South Africa only has 5.4% of our ocean space around our country that is in marine protected areas. And essentially, this campaign is urging our government to expand this to 10% or more.
And how exactly could that be achieved? If you're saying that you're trying to campaign for the government, does that require the lobbying of individuals so that they can put pressure on the government?
Well, absolutely. So, I mean, I feel like it's not so much lobbying, but also just South Africans standing up for the oceans and asking and supporting the government in expanding our protection. So 5.4% is obviously not enough. But our current MPA network is made up of 41 marine protected areas. And essentially, most of those areas are protected well and representatively. So they protect multiple species and habitats. And we're doing a pretty good job, but we really need to expand protection. And it's also important that we make a fair contribution towards the 30 by 30 goal, which will be spoken about at COP.
So how exactly, you know, and help us understand, those of us that are not clear on what marine protected means, and then what mm-hmm. area would qualify? If you're saying government, we want our 10, how do you select the area that needs to be protected?
Sure. So basically, marine protected areas are kind of like little game reserves in the ocean, and they help restore the wider ocean health and resilience. So basically, the ocean's ability to keep fighting back all the negative impacts and threats. Because as we know, we have overfishing, and we have oil and gas, and we have habitat destruction, and we have climate change, and we have pollution. So the oceans really are in trouble. And in order for us to keep taking everything from the ocean, we have to give something back. And obviously 5.4% is not enough. And marine protected areas can really help us. Lots of people don't realize that they can produce bigger and more fish. They help create jobs. They are tourism hubs. They protect multiple habitats and species. You know, our species are really in trouble. So many of them are endangered. And marine protected areas can really help provide a safe haven for those species. In terms of where that next 5% could be, taking us to 10% or more of marine protection in South Africa's oceans, that is something that multiple scientists across various sectors, conservation, nonprofits, as well as government, and scientists have done extensive research around where these areas can be. There's a map that's called a critical biodiversity areas map that's been developed, and that basically maps out areas where additional protection is needed to protect multiple habitats and species and see our oceans thrive.
Are there any species in particular that maybe you'd like to share with us, those of us that are not necessarily, well informed on how important the marine world is. Some people's knowledge literally goes as far as watching Finding Nemo. So maybe share with us, because obviously the campaigns for our land animals, we all know about saving the rhinos. But what are these species and why are they so important to the ecosystem?
Sure. So what lots of people don't know is that sharks and rays are one of the most endangered species on the planet, almost some more than rhino and some more than pangolin. And, you know, what makes our sharks and rays so special is that if you think about them, they are a top predator, so at the top of the food chain. So if anything was to happen to them, if they were to disappear from our oceans, essentially everything underneath them would collapse. So our sharks and rays really, really need our help. The African penguin is endangered. We also have endemic species, lots of endemic species. So what endemic means is that they only occur in our oceans. I mean, how special is that? So you will only find them in South Africa's oceans. For example, the puff adder shy shark, which is endemic to our waters. Also the twin eye skate, which is a ray. But they are also critically endangered leatherback turtles. You know, we find them as an organization. We actually help monitor them and protect them down at Isimangaliso Marine Protected Area. Essentially, the expansion of marine protected areas will really help species like them.
I'm so glad that you shared the importance of your sharks and rays, because for us as human beings, I think we automatically look at any animal that can kill us. Like, why are we trying to protect this animal that can kill us? But sure. They are part of an ecosystem which would collapse, which would result in us, you know, losing out as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, we take the oceans for granted. We rely on them so much as human beings. And just because we're selfish in our nature, we sometimes forget just how much we rely on it. And we actually need to protect it as much as we depend on it.
So what are your thoughts with this whole KZN ocean thing? You know, obviously with the E. coli in the beaches, and it is festive season. And I would hope that for us also getting an opportunity to enjoy our beaches and our oceans will also lend itself to protecting the marine world. What are your thoughts on what's happening there?
Sure. So obviously this is my personal opinion.
Yes.
And I'm here in KZN, so it's very real for me. But I mean, it's heartbreaking to watch. I'm very concerned about how it's going to impact the number of tourists that come and visit us and spend time at our usually beautiful oceans. Obviously also very worried about the impact that it's having and will have on our marine life. You know, we have seen lots of fish get washed up. Lots of animals beaching themselves. It's really not ideal. So if you think about this, you know, how it's not healthy for us to get in that water, you can imagine all the life that's in there that can't escape. So it really is heartbreaking. So the hope for me personally is that our government does the right thing and makes it a priority to sort out the sewage issues.
Definitely. I mean, I still have not confirmed where I'm going because I'm waiting to feel comfortable with what's happening at the KZN oceans. But let us cross fingers. The hashtag that people can support, where is our 10, the number 10? And this is what Wild Trust is doing. Where can people go online to get more information?
Thank you so much. They can go to oceanimpact.co.za. And yeah, they can show their support on socials. The campaign's predominantly on socials, with hashtag #WhereSOurTen, or tag us at Ocean Impact SA.
Thank you so much, Lauren van Niekerk. You can head over oceanimpact.co.za.